You're listening to the StudyClix podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello and welcome back to the StudyClix podcast. I'm Luke, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, one of StudyClix's very own influencers slash brand ambassadors, Christina Pockrell. Christina, it's great to have you on. Do you want to just start by telling everybody a bit about yourself? They might kind of be familiar with your face from TikTok, but maybe you know, you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hi, my name is Christina Pockrell. I'm 17 years old. I'll be going into sixth year now, and I'm from Dublin. And then I post videos on TikTok mainly. Get ready with me, school, lifestyle, just loads of different bits.
Yeah, I think your TikTok handle is literally Chrissy, get ready with me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like exactly what it says on the tin. That's great. And kind of the main reason we're having you on, Chrissy, is to talk about yourself and about like your experience with social media and kind of how you balance that with school. So I suppose taking it back to like when you first started social media, I think I had seen on your page that you actually started quite young, or at least, you know, you were making videos quite young. Can you take me back to kind of what made you start social media in the first place?
So I think growing up, everyone kind of like makes YouTube videos here, there, and then. I've always been making videos, but I think it was 2023 when I started this account. And like, I was stressed. I was going through it. I had like the junior cert coming up. So I was like, why not just make a new account? Don't tell anybody. I didn't think it would like blow up the way it kind of did now. But yeah, it was just to like ease the stress a bit. And yeah, that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, it's daunting though, I think, especially like you said, you didn't kind of tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of a bit, I don't know, I know myself, I started posting TikToks when I was in sixth year of school, and like, you know, you'd kind of be a bit, I don't know, you'd kind of be a bit conscious that like people are watching your videos and stuff, and then you're coming into school and they're seeing you in person, and like, you know, did you kind of, how did you deal with that kind of like, you know, it doesn't all just exist like on the screen, like you actually have to like go out in public after, and like, how did you deal with that? Was it kind of, you know, were you worried about going into school, having posted videos online, or was it kind of something you knew you wanted to do, so you didn't really care?
Yeah, it was kind of like in the middle, like, people only started to find my account like April 2023, I think. And then obviously I was in third year, so then people in like sixth year were like, oh, I've seen your videos. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's okay. But then I did transition year, and then I had more free time to make videos. So I don't know, like my school is small, you kind of know everyone as it is. So it just, I didn't really care like at all, to be honest. And normally people are like, oh, people at school, that's why I quit. But that hasn't really come across my mind like at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I think as well, you kind of just have to commit at some point. Like you kind of, you know, like when you post the videos, you're posting them because you want to post them. Yeah. So you can't really let like kind of the fear of someone saying it to you in school. Also, mm-hmm. like what's the worst someone's going to say to you in school? Like, well, yeah, I don't like your videos. You know, like you kind of have to just be like, okay. Well, there's like, you know, how many followers do you have now at the moment?
Nearly 200,000, I think.
Like that's crazy. Like, you know, so for like every kind of person that you're worried about seeing in school, it's like, well, you have 200,000 people that are actively following you on that social media platform. So I think that's a really good way of like, of looking at it. I suppose you kind of were saying you started in junior cert. Was that, and you did transition year. What subjects did you end up picking for fifth and sixth year? I've seen that you talk quite a lot on your page about your deep love of biology. So that's one of them.
So obviously I do the core subjects, maths, English, Irish, language, French, and then the subjects I picked were biology, geography, and business.
Okay, cool. And of those, which ones would you say are your favorite?
I think business would be my favorite out of the three.
Okay, and then obviously no love lost for biology.
We don't talk about biology. No.
Yeah, well, at least you do. I know you talk a lot about how you use Biology Boost, StudyClix tool, so subtle plug there for us. But no, that is a kind of a good way of, yeah, biology is tough. It's just such a difficult, it's just such a huge topic to kind of struggle with. You're literally like having PTSD war flashbacks when I talk about it. But so like, I suppose we found you through social media, obviously, and that's why you work with StudyClix now as an influencer. And, you know, like with StudyClix, we try to work with people who are still in school and who can use StudyClix and have experience using it. How have you managed to balance your, you know, school life and academics with I mean, the social media, almost 200,000 followers, like obviously you have to post quite frequently to kind of keep that going and keep the momentum. How have you kind of struck a balance there, or have you, or is it still something you're still perfecting?
Still trying to, like, obviously, like, it does be hard, and then you get kind of comments being like, when's next Get Ready With Me, and it's like, oh guys, please. But I think I just kind of work around it with school, so I'd say, like, well, Saturday I do like drama, or else I'm going out, and then Sunday I kind of leave it to like create the videos. But obviously Get Ready With Me is, you kind of have to, like, it's kind of like in the moment kind of thing, so you just have to do what you have to do. I kind of wake up early to make the Get Ready With Me's with school, and then if I can't like finish editing it, I'll then edit it when I'm back from school and then just post to them. So it's just about like seeing what fits in your schedule, I guess.
Yeah, I think as well, like, it kind of sounds like you kind of sometimes have to bulk record in advance. Like you were saying, on Sundays you'd make quite a few TikToks, but it's kind of hard to do that when you like are doing a Get Ready With Me. You don't want to Get Ready With You like 9 times in one day.
Exactly.
Like it kind of it loses that. But I see sometimes as well, you make videos like before you go to school, like Get Ready With Me for school. Do you have to like wake up particularly early for those ones because you've got to like film content as well as get ready, or are you kind of perfected it now that it's like the phone isn't even there? You kind of just feel like it's just your usual schedule.
Yeah, no, at the beginning it's like, oh, I should wake up a little bit earlier, and then obviously at the beginning, like, to edit like takes time, but now it's just kind of quick, and I just like paste the phone, press record, and then I just leave that as one long video, and then when you edit it you just kind of cut it down, so it's not like I'm reaching for the phone like pressing record.
Stopping
on and off. Yeah,
okay, so it's more like the hard work is done in like post-production as such. Does it take you long to edit things? I'm just so bad at editing everything, but does it take you long to kind of do that? How long is that process?
It depends on the video. Like the Get Ready With Me's, they're fine, but then sometimes I just want to go a little bit extra overboard.
Yeah,
but no, not that long, like it's fine.
Yeah, and like obviously, as I said, your name, Chrissy G or WM, obviously Get Ready With Me is like the main thing. What was kind of the inspiration for that to be your like niche of content? I know you do other stuff as well, but like, you know, what was it, particular influencers that you were a big fan of? I know like Emma Chamberlain used to do things like that all the time, and kind of influencers like that. Was it that kind of vibe, or was it something that you just wanted to do because you felt like you'd have an entertaining Get Ready With Me?
So it was trending, obviously, and then people were doing their talking ones, and then I actually started doing it was like sounds, so it was like lip syncing, and then but like when I started, I would show like my morning face. I still do, but like with the sound, I'd show my morning face than just doing my routine, and I guess people liked the simplicity of it.
Yeah,
and yeah, I don't know, the username, it just, I don't know how Chrissy's GRWM happened, but there wasn't necessarily someone, and I was like, oh yeah, now I'll make one. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, it's kind of a natural progression. Like you said, I feel like people kind of like the authenticity of it as well. Like, you're just very realistic on there. If you're serious about your exams, StudyClicks Premium is the best way to study. You'll get access to every exam question by topic, marking schemes and solutions, plus exclusive mock exam questions and papers. No more scrambling for the right questions, just structured exam-ready prep. And for podcast listeners, here's €10 off with this code PODCAST10 at checkout. Go to studyclicks.ie and get your upgrade today. Okay, so you kind of mentioned as well that you actually did transition your... I wanted to talk a little bit, just because you're literally in the process of it now, and you know, a lot of people will be listening to this who maybe are going into transition year or going from transition year into fifth year. What made you want to do transition year? And actually, I suppose on that, did it have anything to do with the social media side of stuff? Because you had started that in third year and knew you could focus on it a bit more in TY.
Yeah, so that was obviously one aspect. And then also, I needed a break. Like, I was going through a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And I still don't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I loved drama. I do, like, theater. And then I was like, I really want to do more of that in transition year. Because you're just not going to, like, the opportunities in fifth year. Like, and you don't know what could happen. And for me, like, my closest friends actually skipped.
Okay.
So I was very torn. I was like, friends, like, you know, obviously I'll have to get along with other people, and then I was like, but you know, it's for me and what I want to do. And you can't, you just have to do what's right for you. So my friends have graduated now. So
it is tough. Yeah. But like you said, it kind of really does come down to, like, you know, you're still friends with those people. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're still going to the same school. You know, like, you will see them all the time. You can see them at lunch break. And, like, I don't think it's worth, like, missing out on a year that you otherwise would have done for the sake of kind of other people and kind of keeping up. But it definitely is. People, I feel like people don't talk about that. Like, that is such a huge kind of contributing factor to why people do TY or don't. Because it's like they kind of go with what their friend group is doing. So you kind of got a chance to focus on more kind of creative stuff in transition year then, did you?
Yeah.
So, like, did you have a school musical or something? Did you get to do that?
No, we didn't have a musical. My year was really small. Like, my school is small in general, but the class was just so small. But we did, like, a little dance. Was it Mamma Mia? Like, we did a dance to that, and then we just had normal graduation. But, like, I had work experience, and I did, like, a theater school, and then that led to actually, like, taking classes with them. Yeah. So it's stuff like that, you know, like, if I didn't do TY, like, I probably wouldn't be going to theater classes every week. So that's how, like, the universe works in different ways.
Yeah. And you kind of, so did the majority of your kind of initial, I know you said you started kind of gaining traction in third year, but was, like, when you were had more time to put into it in TY and stuff, is that when you saw kind of the majority of the numbers creeping up in terms of, like, your following on TikTok?
I think mine has been very steady. Like, it hasn't been like one viral video and then, like, overnight. Like, it's been really steady. I think in TY there was, like, a few videos and Get Ready With Me's that were, like, popping off. So it was just really steady momentum throughout transition year. And then fifth year was kind of the same as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, and how did you go about kind of preparing yourself mentally for going from transition year, where, like you said, you kind of got a bit of a break back into fifth year? I know you said yourself, like, there was probably subjects you were a bit worried about, biology. but, like, you know, after kind of coming back from that kind of pause in TY where you could kind of explore other things and just kind of, like, a bit, it's a lot chiller, obviously, than a state examinations year. So how did you kind of deal with that kind of coming back into fifth year now that you're at the other end of it?
Well, like, you know, in TY, everyone's like, oh, I'll study, like, I'll make notes, I'll actually be ready. I didn't do any of that. I think, honestly, just enjoy TY as it is, and then fifth year, it will come. But I'll be honest, at the beginning, I was like, what am I doing? Because obviously, you don't really have exams. And fifth year, it feels like first year, but, like, you know the basic knowledge, and it's just, like, upgraded, kind of, like.
Yeah.
So the first 2 weeks, it was like, what am I doing? I can't do this. And then you get the hang of it.
Yeah.
And then I feel like the first term is always the longest. And then after Christmas, you're fine.
Yeah. That's a really good analogy as well, that it's like first year, but like a level up, because it kind of is that same thing. You are facing into a new course. And like you said, you have the basic knowledge from junior cert, but it is a step up. And like, you kind of do feel, especially like you said, for the first 2 weeks, like a fish out of water. Like it's actually like, wait, can I repeat TY? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's the thing that people struggle with a lot, the kind of initial transition. Sometimes I think it might be worse for people who did TY because, you know, third year, you're coming straight off the back of, I suppose, your junior cycle, your exams. And, you know, there's only 1 year in between and you're doing your exams again. Did you kind of feel like you wouldn't have been ready to go straight from third into fifth year? Like, do you think that buffer year was good? Good. I think you did.
Yeah, I think I needed the year. Definitely. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know, to be honest.
Yeah. I feel like it is definitely, it's nice, but then I suppose, like, it's nice for the year that's in it, but then you kind of do have to face back to reality. Do you kind of, now looking forward into sixth year, which is, I suppose, just around the corner for you, I'm sure you're delighted about that, do you kind of feel ready for it, or do you feel like it's going to be a big adjustment for you?
I don't know. A part of me is like, you should have just, like, kept on studying fifth year. You should have, like, done more. And then another part of me is like, it's life. Like, you need to go into sixth year and you'll figure it out. So I don't know. I'm torn. Like, on the inside, I'm stressing, but I think it'll be fine.
And you think, like, obviously, well, we hope you do, and I'm sure all your followers do, but do you think that you'll keep up with, I know like sixth year, some people kind of give up a lot of things in sixth year, like, you know, their hobbies and stuff. What's your opinions on people giving things like that up? Do you think it's important to keep a creative outlet like your TikTok going while you're in sixth year?
Obviously, it depends like what hobbies you have. I know some might be harder than others, like, for example, sports, you can do that at home as well, if you get me. But if it's something like drama where it's with people, I don't think I'll be giving it up, but there might be commitments. You know, it's either like things coming up to your mocks and stuff, you kind of have to, it's one way or the other. But no, I think having that creative outlet, it just gives you a break. And there's just so much studying, and then when you're in school, people are like, oh, have you studied? Have you studied? And then it's like, can I just have a break, please?
Yeah. It's important to kind of, I'm glad that you said that, because we always say on the podcast in previous episodes, like, it's so important to strike a balance and not to just completely give something up. A couple of years ago, or even last year, maybe StudyClicks did like a survey where they kind of found out how many, what percent of people
quit
their sports and their hobbies and like I said, drama or dancing. And like, it was a really high percentage. I can't remember the exact percent, but it was like definitely at least half. So I just think it's so sad. Like you said, though, it's kind of normal to have to compromise a bit and to like, you know, like, okay, maybe you won't be able to do certain commitments. So say like when you're doing drama, okay, maybe you might not be able to commit to some big showcase that requires loads and loads of rehearsal, but to still go to some rehearsals or to kind of dip in and out, I think it's like just so much better, like for your mental health and for your sanity. Like you said, sixth year is super intense. And I suppose you will be keeping up your get ready with me's and everything like that when you're in sixth year as well. Is that, do you kind of consider that to be like its own type of creative release for you? Like, do you kind of feel like that's almost like a hobby?
It just, like, it doesn't feel like a chore ever. It just feels like, oh, something fun to do. And also that's like important to have as well. So yeah, I kind of have like two things that still keeps me up and running.
I think especially as well, like you said, when you've been having such a steady kind of climb of like, you know, following, and it's been very, I suppose, what was the word you use? Like, it's been quite continuous. Like, it wasn't just one big burst of followers.
Yeah.
It's important as well for you, for yourself, to keep that up if that's something you're interested in, because like everybody who's done anything to do with social media knows, like, consistency is key. You know, like, if you gave it up for 3 months while you were doing your leaving cert, or completely gave it up and came back, like, you'd be getting way lower views. Like, you might have lost some followers who were like, you know, would have otherwise avidly been like, you know, waiting for your next video. So I think that's important. Do you think that that's something you'd continue even after school? I know you said you're not sure what you're going to do after school, but is social media kind of a definite thing that you'll do at least as a hobby?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, the opportunities are endless when it comes to social media. Like, you never know what that one video could lead you to. So I've seen online, like, social media, it's kind of like a lottery. Like, a video you post is like a ticket for the lotto. So it's like, that is so true. So definitely, like, I don't think I'll give it up anytime soon. I might still be 30 and do my get ready with me, but
that's good. Okay. As long as they're study clicks related as well. Like, but I think, and like you said, like, I mean, you've gotten loads of great opportunities from doing social media, and obviously you've been working with us for the past year, and it's great to have you on board. And I think anybody who's listening to this podcast is probably aware that you're a StudyClicks ambassador. But like you said, the opportunities are endless, and I really like the analogy of the lotto ticket. I think you'll probably agree, because I know myself from posting on my own social media and on the StudyClicks social media, you know, you can post a lot of videos and not get anywhere with them, like, you know, poor views or not great engagement. But if you get one that goes very viral, it's such an inspiration to kind of keep going. Like, have you had instances where, like, one video, where you were kind of in a bit of a lull and then one video took off and kind of like made you think, okay, I'm going to keep going with this? Like, it's kind of like a, I don't know, it's like a hit of inspiration, I think.
At the beginning, like at the very beginning, I posted like the first get ready at me on my account, and for 2 weeks, like, it was like 4,000 views or something, and then all of a sudden it just like a million views. I was like, what is going on? And then I posted another one that also did well, so it was like people love the simplicity, the relatability, and also like the morning face. So it just kept going.
Obviously it's engaging, and that's how you, like, that's why you have such like a captive audience, and an audience that keeps coming back. Have you kind of considered then, I suppose, I suppose, through guidance, counselling in school, or maybe like gone to any open days for any universities, what maybe courses you'd like to do if it was a thing that you wanted to pursue a university degree?
So I'm still talking with my guidance counsellor, like it's coming along, but I don't, like, in TY you kind of visit a load of colleges and like they're all really nice, so once again the opportunities are endless. I don't know, like if I was to stick to like the social media, like digital marketing and all would be one, but then like I love film and all that aspect. So I don't know, maybe even mix the two together, that's probably what.
Something like communications or one of those kind of degrees. I think as well, like nowadays, especially because so many people are posting on social media, and actually like there's also such a market for social media marketing, like every company, every major company has a TikTok and has an Instagram, and they're kind of looking for people who actually understand the app. So I feel like in the next couple of years there's going to be so many more courses geared towards that kind of that line of work. But like you said, you're kind of also interested in like drama and stuff. Would that be something you'd pursue, like an acting or a drama course, or do you think you'd rather it be a bit more behind the scenes?
It's a bit of both, because once again, drama, like you just never know as well.
Yeah.
So it's best to like have something else. Might as well mix the both, do you get me? So
yeah,
let's just see.
Yeah, I suppose kind of taking it back then again to like sixth year ahead of you. I suppose just for any students listening, we always kind of like to, at the end of these kind of podcasts, talk about study tips and how you like tackle exams. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like this well thought out method. It's just kind of as whatever works for you. So when it's coming up to like your Christmas exams or your summer exams, or looking forward the mocks, because low-key, they're not that far away. What's your kind of like go-to study technique? Like, are you kind of someone who leaves it a little bit last minute, or do you try and space it out? You can be honest.
I'll be so honest. I don't know. I just don't know. Studying, like there's so much techniques, but then I feel like I'm someone that like writes notes, but I'm meant to be actually studying and taking it in.
Yeah.
So that's something that I kind of difficult. And I feel like in school, they don't really teach you how to study. They're like, oh, make flashcards. You need to learn this. But then you have methods to learn. You have experiments. So it's like how, and then essays as well. That's a different story.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know. Like flashcards, yeah. But then the essays, I kind of like break it down. And then one thing for certain, I use a whiteboard. I'm a visual learner.
Okay, that's good.
Like my whiteboard's here somewhere. But the whiteboard is definitely a method. And then I think because like, once again, drama stuff, I kind of say them out loud.
Yeah.
And like my teddy's over there somewhere. I kind of just like say it to my teddy.
Teach the class.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the funny thing is that all those things you've said are there probably are like fancy names and for what they are. Like I think the blurt method is when you like write everything down that you can remember. Like that's probably what you're doing on your whiteboard. And then like, you know, speaking out loud, that's another method. So kind of like probably unbeknownst to yourself, you are actually practicing these like study methods. But like you said, there often isn't that much guidance on like how to study. And that's something that I know we're trying to kind of, on this podcast we've had some episodes about how we study, and study clicks in general are kind of trying to like get it out there, like that, you know, studying it's not just the content, you also need to know how to absorb the content.
Yeah.
I know myself when I was in school, I don't know if you found it helpful, like I just found like looking at questions that could come up like really helpful, like exam questions. And like you said, like the flashcards, I think I'm a visual learner too, like I would like to see things, you know, I need to see them like written down, I need to like write them down repeatedly. And I suppose the whiteboard, I mean, that's saving the planet, you're not like cutting down a million trees to do all of that. Also on the kind of topic of 6 years, sorry, this is like traumatizing. For reference, we're recording this during the summer, so it's like it's probably the last thing on your mind. But you kind of mentioned before that you struggled a little bit with biology. What, how do you think you're going to kind of tackle that coming in the months ahead? Biology boost?
I don't. Yeah, honestly, biology, I might just start studying it now. Like I don't even know how I'll cope.
Yeah.
Like you'll find out on the TikToks, to be honest. Well, when you know, because it's summer, I was like, oh thank god, and then my books are just there, I can see the biology looking at me. I don't even know.
I honestly don't think it's worth studying over the summer, especially before leaving mm-hmm. cert, like unless you're in a really bad way, because I just feel like, you know, it's going to be an intense year ahead. You're much better mm-hmm. off coming into it with a clean, like a clear, fresh head after like your holiday, your summer yeah. holidays. I don't know. I think I would rather leave it off yeah. in summer. And like we said, you have biology boost to get you through it when you're in sixth year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I suppose kind of just to wrap things up, I guess, is there any, I know we kind of talked a lot about your mm-hmm. own experience on social media and how you got your start and the fact that you're kind of balancing it with school. One thing that I always see people say is like they wish they could post on social media, but they're nervous or embarrassed or mm-hmm. they feel like it's going to flop, because that's like the scariest part of it. Would you have any advice for like a secondary school student or just in general, a young person who wants to kind of post the videos, but is a little bit afraid of failure?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, in Ireland, there's not much people doing it. And then I feel like when there's people out there like trying something that they like and doing something, I guess, different, people are like, oh, like that's not going to work. Like there's no mm-hmm. one else doing it. So why do you think like you'll be able to do it? But honestly, do it for yourself. Like at the end of the day, school and all, like that's all going to finish. And then the rest of your life, like you just have yourself. It's honestly to do yourself proud. And just you need to try block out everyone else. Because number one, you know what, like what you're capable of, and you know your dreams, your goals. And I know it's daunting, but then the success, when it happens, people are like, oh, look at her, I knew her from school. But then it's like, but you were saying all that shit.
Yeah.
So now, what's up?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And it's the getting there that's it's like the awkward stage of like it not taking off immediately. Mm-hmm. But like, also, I think you're also a great example of how it is possible to do it while balancing school.
Yeah.
And while going to school every day, like, you know, and seeing people in public, like it's not just this thing of like, you know, like there's real life out there too. Like, and you're not kind of awkwardly posting and then feeling embarrassed the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure it just comes natural to you now. Like you post in the morning before you go to school and then you see all your friends in school and it kind of, you know, it's not really something you think about. But Christina, that has been such a nice chat. And I think it's really interesting to kind of get your perspective, especially on anything to do with social media, because like you said, there aren't many people in Ireland, you know, who are actively pursuing it. Compared to other countries, like in America, I feel like every second person over there is an influencer.
In the UK.
In the UK, there's a lot as well. So no, it was really interesting to get that perspective and also to hear kind of, you're kind of like more real. You're very realistic about like, you know, studying and generally balancing school. I think that's really refreshing to hear. And it also pairs nicely with your content because, as you said, you like to keep it real on there too.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find you on TikTok and Instagram if they haven't already?
So TikTok is Chrissy's GRWM, and then Instagram is Christina Pockrell with two L's because someone took my username. And
how
then YouTube. And then YouTube, I kind of just like repost the TikToks. So if you want YouTube as well, just my name, Christina Pockrell.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're really looking forward to working with you throughout the year at StudyClicks. And yeah, thanks very much, guys, for listening.
Thank you for having me.